The opinions expressed on the Sports Bunch are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening and enjoy.
Welcome back to another episode of the Sports Brunch. Did I say bunch?
We're not a food podcast.
We are not a food podcast, guys. Sorry, we have this problem every week. Welcome back to another episode. We'll be talking sports contracts.
Yeah.
Crazy ones. Wild ones. Provocative ones.
Yeah.
It gets you going.
Dollar amounts so high, you might lose your mind.
Lose your mind. Just like me whenever I saw David Beckham.
Yeah.
He's a good looking lad.
Good looking fella.
Good looking fella. You guys should have seen him in the 2000s. 2002, I think.
2002. Prime.
Prime David Beckham. Same with Prime England back then.
Yeah, nice kids.
Beautiful kids. I wanted one whenever my mom was out in England, but ooh. during the Euros.
Jolly old fella.
Yeah, it was fire, but they all sold out, sadly.
I would imagine.
England was on a tear, man.
Popular team.
Yeah.
Shout out Wayne Rooney. All right, but we're talking contracts. Let's dive into David Beckham's. And what makes Beckham's LA Galaxy deal so extraordinary?
What makes it quite insane is actually the fact that he had revenue share inside of the LA Galaxy. Uh-huh. So the fact his clause helped him to earn approximately $255 million during his five-year stint with the Galaxy, making him the highest-paid soccer player in the world during that time. Wow. The attendance actually spiked by 40%, and television deals expanded from 8 million from 2006 to 250 by 2022.
Wow. But there was a second clause in there.
There was.
I mean, even more money.
Yeah.
And what was that?
It was he had the right to negotiate an expansion team for $25 million, which is a steal after a making $255. Yeah. I would take that deal.
You would take
actually.
That deal.
Everyone would take
but
that deal.
But at that time, though, MLS was like this obscure, unknown league, no talentless players. Mm-hmm. Americans didn't care for soccer.
Yeah.
It is a hindsight thing to say, wow, that was a good deal. But back then, that was quite risky. $25 million. I don't know.
I'd like to say if I was in David Beckham's shoes, I would take it. But yeah. The craziest part here is now getting into MLSE, you would have to... Oh, MLS. Sorry, guys. We are not sponsored by MLSE unless they want to sponsor us. Or give us an internship. MLS, it grew very rapidly. And by 2023, a new expansion team would cost you $300 million. Making David Beckham's deal look like quite a steal.
Yeah, because that $25 million is now worth nearly $1 billion at $900 million. Is there any investment that could gain you that much money in that amount of time?
Not unless you're a beautiful soccer player.
I guess, or invested in a video.
exactly. Unless you invest in this podcast.
Exactly.
There we go.
Or some Bitcoin, you know.
Or some Bitcoin.
I wonder if you bought $25 million for Bitcoin.
Okay, that's just mad. He would probably own the world.
Probably would.
He would have like the secret society, like in
eyes wide shut.
Just like you messy. Walk into his house and just everyone staring at you.
Yeah, with like Bitcoin mask on and everything.
Exactly. He would probably own Bitcoin by that time.
I think he would own the world, bro.
Yeah,
he would be telling us what to do.
He would.
That's just too much money.
You speak ill of David Beckham, you get dealt with.
Exactly. Imagine you're his son, right? And he left you no money afterwards.
Oh, dude.
Would you be
I
hurt?
Would be. You know what? And the interesting thing is, and this is with like some rich people, is that they do like you have to get a college degree or you have to earn it in some sort of way. I respect the college degree thing.
Yeah.
But like if you have to like earn your own money whenever your dad is filthy rich,
exactly.
You're a sick person.
Yeah. Like why
what's
did you
the
work
point of doing
that?
Yeah. What's the point?
Like, if I were to have that money, that's for my whole family and generations. Like,
we're not working anymore.
Exactly.
We're being stupid.
No one's
we're being
working.
Stupid. We're not thinking.
Be spoiled. Be arrogant. Yeah. Go crazy.
Be Garrett and use that damn money I worked for.
Exactly.
Because it isn't going to come with us in the grave.
Exactly.
Enjoy every last moment of it.
Life is only so short. And why spend that working?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But should we move on to our next player?
Meta World Peace.
Meta World Peace, or better known as?
Gilbert Arenas.
Who,
Arenas.
Back in 2008, signed a $101 million contract for 6 years. This article we're reading off was quite harsh on Clem, an overrated player.
He was. You know what? He did give us a great NBA moment.
What was that moment?
Malice in the Palace.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I remember watching
it. It was one of the great... Now, I don't endorse fighting, guys, but... Yes. Heck, if you're gonna fight, put on a show.
Oh, you want to hear a fun fact?
Yeah.
Is that they used to allow fighting in the NBA, like full-on fist fights.
Oh.
Until one guy fell.
Oh,
and cracked his head open. And people in the arena said it sounded like a watermelon smashing on the floor. And then they stopped it immediately after that.
So like sort of you could just drop puck in there.
Yeah,
then,
you
like,
could just
like oof, oof, oof.
They're full on fist bumps, like crazy.
I feel like it's easier in NHL. Exactly. And it's also safer because they always grab onto the jersey and you don't take off the hat. So you're really just punching metal, so it hurts you.
Well, you could get the cheek on that jaw. But I think if they allow fighting in NHL, it'd be 10 times more dangerous sport. The guys would just always throw out play, be bumping you, elbowing you. Like once you fight, the beef's done.
It's over.
Yeah, beef's done.
Yeah, I like it. I feel like that's a good thing.
It's good. But you know, Gilbert Arenas did not use his fist. What did he use that made this contract quite useless?
He used a Glock 9. I don't know if it's a Glock 9, but they used a unloaded gun. He brought it into the locker room, which got him charged with a felony. And saw him being suspended for the majority of the season, which is such a funny thing. People laugh at Ja, but that's an insane thing to do. Like, Ja Morant, he's showing the stick for his Instagram live. Yeah, everyone's got to show a stick for the Instagram live. I would too.
And he had to keep it outside of the workplace. Not bring it to the workplace.
He didn't bring it, but Gilbert Arenas or Magic, Meta World Peace, he brings it in. He shows his stick off.
Yeah, which... I don't know, like, what is the thought process there?
There's none. There's a reason why he changed his name every week or so.
Exactly.
So in 2010, Arenas was traded to the Orlando Magic, and then he was quickly waived, came off of the bench for the Memphis Grizzlies, and then later signed with the who? Shanghai Sharks. Wow. In 2012.
Crazy.
So that's a massive fall from glory after we'd have to assume a top 5 contract in the league.
I would assume. Because that's a big money today.
That is big money today.
That's monumental.
Yeah, they're like, even now, that's what they give a rookie after like a highly, like good check. They give rookies those contracts.
Like Cade would get that.
Like Cade would get
that. Or Scottie or something
like that. It's like with the escalations. Yeah, cost more.
All those inflation.
Mm-hmm.
But should we change our tune to baseball?
Better.
Do you even know who this name is? Mike
Hampton.
I've
never heard of him before we started researching for this pod. Mike Hampton.
Yeah, but apparently he had the biggest contract in sports history at one point.
Are we frauds for not knowing this?
Maybe, but...
Are we not real baseball fans?
I guess we're not accountants as well. We're not.
We're also not, yeah.
But in the year 2000, he signed an 8-year, $121 million. Again, this article is so harsh, but they're not so much as to deserve.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are brutal. But... He got that money from Colorado, and he fell off a cliff.
Yikes.
Had an ERA of 5.75, and went from the Rockies to the Marlins, and was traded to Atlanta, and then on his time in Atlanta, had back-to-back Tommy Johns, and missed 2 full seasons.
Could it also be the elevation out there in Colorado? Ooh. Colorado spending $121 million for a pitcher is something that I never thought I'd read.
That's how different these times are.
Yeah. They didn't know back then that the elevation makes it fly more. That's or is it true. Air density, I think.
Air, something like that.
Something like that.
The oxygen level's different up there.
Yeah, it is, man. It's thinner.
I want to experience it one day.
Yeah, I want to go. I want to go snowboarding there.
Oh, yeah. I want to do some other activities there.
Like what? What type of activity are you trying to do, Ethan Clark?
I hear they have some good leaves out there.
Leaves.
But
okay.
You get high in Colorado.
I'm not talking mountains.
You know,
yeah, you do get high.
Yes.
I heard once people take a road trip to Colorado, they don't come back.
Because of those Colorado avalanches, they're just so fire.
They just take you out.
Hey, and the Nuggets. Hey, they got some good teams in Denver.
They do. Hey,
not the Rockies.
They got the Bo Nix.
Oh crap! They got
a roster going on.
Yeah, they're living good in Colorado. Yeah.
Did you know Bo Nix's family adopted his wide receiver in Oregon?
Really?
Yeah. So now he like their mom and their family goes to them with games.
Wow.
Not on the same team. He didn't take the Nix last name.
Oh, okay. That's
but yeah,
cool,
it's such a fun fact.
Nice family.
Shout out
there.
Bo Nix, man.
But
one of the greatest white guys.
Exactly. Who would be the present equivalent to this?
For this?
Yeah.
Would it have to be Rendon?
Rendon? I was Oh yeah, no, I was thinking about like picture wise. That is a good one. That is a good one. Yeah, that is like spot on.
Yeah,
though.
It would
that
have to be Rendon, on. But if we're thinking picture wise,
I was, but like no, like
there's no terrible pitching contracts like yeah. like this bad. But, like you, could, I can't even say Montgomery.
Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah, George, not even Jordan Montgomery because he didn't get a crazy deal. He got a 2-year.
Yeah, but I was thinking like imagine Snell signed this.
Yeah.
He had back to back Tommy Johnson and 5-year.
I hope he does.
Or Otani.
Yeah, both of them. Heck. Give it to that whole squad.
Yeah, the whole squad. Our next contract. Back to Puck. Or no, I don't think.
We haven't spoken Puck today.
Puck today, sorry. Going to Puck. Ilya Kovalchuk. Hey, that rhymes. Who signed a monster. This was signed like almost 20 years ago, and it still is the richest contract in hockey, which is crazy with inflation when you take account of that.
Yeah, it's absolutely nuts.
A 17-year, $102 million contract, like Mohamed was saying, a 360 deal he signed.
It is, yeah. I said that whenever we were thinking about it and talking about it. It's a 360 deal. That's your whole life.
Exactly.
You're signing your life away. They own you. They own your rights. They own your image. You can't shower without the mask.
That's like, imagine
if you step off the bus, you have to make sure you're starting one step at a time because you're their investment.
Exactly. No injuries, nothing. That's like, imagine you signed a deal at birth. You'd only be off the books like 4 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Nuts.
Insane.
It's your whole life.
Your whole life.
Some people don't see 17, man. It's
no.
Nuts.
Oh, wow. Yeah, a bit dark there.
Wherever you know what? Yeah, I guess like it did get a bit dark.
I guess so.
That just shows how crazy his contract was, and it was to a $102 million dollar contract.
Not even McDavid got that money.
Not even McDavid. Not even McDavid. And you gotta think, I would give McDavid that money.
Yeah, I'll give him a heartbeat. Like, I'll give him double that.
You know what? I would give him that and make it 5 years.
5 years. Yeah.
We'll give him, and then in another 5 years, we'll give him. Double it.
And then more.
The contract went up.
You know what makes this Ilya Kovalchuk even crazier? He didn't even play half of that 17 years. He only stuck with the team for 4 years.
Then he went to the motherland.
Then he went to Mother Russia. And, you know, the NHL suffered a lockout back in 2013.
Sad.
And he went back there to play, you know, to kill time like most players did.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, damn, Russia's kind of awesome.
I love it out here.
I love my family. I love my Russian vodka. Mm-hmm. Why the hell would I go back to New Jersey, you know? and he stayed there.
He's not wrong.
And he kind of did the New Jersey Devils dirty because he did have to pay a fine and he did stay on the books for a long time. But he did surrender more than half of that money, which is crazy. But I guess he did choose family over money. An ultimate sacrifice.
I guess there's one of us like that.
Yes, yeah. Nice.
Still a stupid contract. Or not a stupid contract, a stupid move.
A very stupid move.
Very stupid move.
I guess they were desperate for talent, and they got it.
Yeah, they did.
But he did end up coming back, 5 years later, and not with the Devils.
Not with them.
Not with.
And he wasn't too fantastic either way, so.
It was a waste.
Now we're going to go on to, now forgive me if I say his name wrong, Rick DiPietro?
Yeah, Rick DiPietro.
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 Is he Italian?
Probably got some lineage.
Mamma mia.
But he signed one of the craziest deals in NHL history because he was mid throughout all of it.
Yeah.
Like, this is like giving the most mid player a lot of money.
Jr.
I guess so.
It's like they gave him a Supermax.
Exactly. But a Supermax.
What Ben Simmons got.
But made that Supermax like 30 years.
Wow.
Because they deferred a lot of his money.
Yeah.
And he's crazy. Throughout his whole contract, he never had only one All-Star appearance. Never won a playoff game. And was sent to the minors. One of the highest paid players in the minors.
Don't tell Wander Franco.
And yeah, crazy deal. And he's still being paid this money. I think until 2030 is when he gets off the books.
An enormous deal. It's almost as crazy as that guy who's still going to get paid till 76, which is...
Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla.
Where was Bobby?
Where did Bobby go? I think he lost votes on Bobby.
It was here. But Bobby Bonilla. Signed a huge deal.
A massive deal, actually.
1 second,
Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties.
Yeah, just edit this space out.
Sorry, guys. Edit this out and then just start playing, like, elevator music.
Yeah.
Do it for, like, 2 seconds. Okay. Are you ready?
What was the original?
Oh.
I saw this thing with like with AI, right? You don't have to spell properly. Yeah, so like you're just dumbing yourself because it's like why
autocorrect. Even, yeah, like why would I ever want to fix my grammar?
Exactly. Yeah.
AI is gonna replace us, man. It's gonna replace us, especially you.
Exactly. Right? We're all replaced.
Exactly. You said.
But okay. You want to do Bobby?
Yeah, I'll do Bobby. So Bobby okay, sure, guys. Yeah. Elevated Music ends, and now we get back to it. Bobby Bonilla actually signed a 4-year, $23.3 million contract with the Mets in 1992. Not too after our Jays won the World Series.
Oh yeah, shout out.
Hey, shout out Jays.
And I think they were. What did they mean? No, it was Philadelphia.
I don't think they made the game with us. It was Philly for the third year after. I think. But the craziest part is the Mets owed him in the year 2000. $5.9 million. Now this $5.9 million was actually he played poorly on the Mets and they released him, but the Mets didn't want to pay that amount in immediately. So they actually deferred that contract. So starting in 2011, he's getting paid $1.9 million every July 1st. From 2011 to now here it is, guys. 2035. So let's assume he got the interest on this contract. Mm-hmm. That's a absolutely monster deal.
Yes. And it was some bad accounting. It was. Take it in. Because.
Oh, I thought you were saying. Oh. Because originally, the Mets owing Bobby $5.9 million instead of paying it, then they deferred it with 8% interest, turning into nearly $30 million, which is a absolute massive. Because they already paid him most of the contract, and I was a little confused reading that. So he made an extra $30 million on top of his contract, so which is just absolutely mad.
So they could have cut off right then and there, but they were too broke, and they're like, you know what? We'll pay you slowly, bit by bit, but it'll owe us more in the long run.
Yeah,
which
was
interesting.
Maybe it would have. You never know. It could have bankrupted them.
Yeah,
could have sent them in the hole.
But you know what makes this deal even crazier?
What
is that? It involves a Wall Street criminal. Because the Mets owner was an investment partner with a very famous Wall Street criminal, Bobby. What's his name? Bernie Madoff.
Bernie Madoff.
And if you don't know, Bernie Madoff was like this investment firm. He was a Ponzi scheme artist. And people would put money into his firm. Mm-hmm. And it was returning. They'd be like, wow, everybody, go to this guy. You're getting like 10%, 20% returns every year. Mm-hmm. But he was just stealing his money from other people. And this Mets owner was invested with Bernie Madoff. And Bernie was giving him like 15%, 20% every year. So he was like, okay, if I give 8% interest on this Bobby Bonilla guy, I will still be in profit because from the Bernie Madoff guy was still giving me higher interest. So he was like, you know, I'll take this hit now.
I'll but win Bernie, in the long run.
Yeah, but Bernie's still paying me. So
shout out. So Madoff got our guy Bobby Bonilla extra $30 million.
Yeah.
Shout out Madoff.
Shout out Bernie Madoff. We all need a little criminal in our lives, you know.
We all need a little Ponzi scheme. Hey guys, don't do a Ponzi scheme though, because it always ends in we haven't heard of a successful one, but maybe that's because if they're successful, you never hear of it.
Exactly. Yeah, I was literally thinking like I think of all these true crimes that I hear about, all these scams, all these like Ponzi schemes.
They want to trick you.
Exactly. You only hear about the ones that get caught.
And you know, maybe there's bazillion of people not getting caught. Exactly. Hey guys, let's start a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, guys, podcast Ponzi scheme.
Invest in us. We'll pay you 15% interest. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you can run a Ponzi scheme with your friends? Like, you ask one friend, "Hey, give me $20."
The people who just do that regularly. There's already people who do that.
I think he's right next now.
Yeah, you're right. It's me. He said, "Give me $20, and then I'll ask my friend for $35, and then pay you back $15, and then I'll ask somebody else to pay him back."
And then you pocket 10.
Yeah, I'll pocket the $10.
You know, it's not like a fun thing to try.
It is. Hey, let's do it.
Let's do it. It's interesting, but hey, guys, we do not condone.
We do not condone Ponzi scheme, guys.
All these are our thoughts, not a spirit law. It's just a reminder. Just a reminder.
Just to remind you, folks. We had the disclaimer to start, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we did.
Mario Lemieux.
Illegal bank robbery.
Yes.
Not illegal, unlike Bernie Madoff.
Uh-huh.
Because Mario Lemieux was an all-star superstar. All-star superstar. Back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. But the Pens were a broke team. They were in bankruptcy. No money. No dollars.
No fame. No fortune.
And they couldn't pay him. They could not pay him.
Mm-hmm.
So what did they do instead?
So they just further contracts. You hear this is a common theme with the bad contracts is deferring them. Dodgers. So, the most notable part is that Mario Lemieux, who was owed $32.5 million, the owners declared bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. So the team's largest individual creditor, he converted $20 million of that owed money into team equity. So, sorry guys, simplify that. So basically the $32 million was then now declared equity into the team because they went bankrupt. So he converted that $20 million of that owed money into team equity and added $5 million once he became the team controlling owner. Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. Acting as the chairman, president, and CEO, Mario also returned to the ice in 2000. That's such a crazy thing.
Could you imagine playing
that's like that's like LeBron or something. That's what LeBron,
that's
like
what LeBron wants to do.
Yeah, he does.
Like playing on ice and you own a squad.
And you own the squad. That's aura.
Not a single person can look at you.
And then he went on to win 3 Stanley Cups as the owner and 2 as a player.
Incredible.
Pretty cool.
Did any of those overlap? I'm curious.
Yeah. Maybe you guys will figure out for us.
Some homework for you guys.
Yeah.
Some homework.
Come back next podcast and let us know.
Yes, but what a deal by Mario.
What a steal. Lemieux. How much does he still own the team? Did he sell?
I think he sold it. Let's quickly Google.
Because this could be even crazier of a deal if he sold it after. Because Sid the Kid's on there.
Yeah, Sid the Kid. It didn't even type it.
Did he draft Sid the Kid?
Yes. No, they played together. Oh, he made $350 million, so...
That's provocative.
That's a lot of money. It's David Beckham-esque.
I hope you know, this is what happens when you defer deals. They take over your team. Dodgers.
I wonder if I could get a job and be like, no, defer my salary. With, like, interest on top of
it. You know what? In Silicon Valley, they're actually, like... It's like contracts that they're giving these the meta dudes.
Yeah.
And it's like football players like they're bidding for them. There was this guy I saw not too long ago that had like a drafting, like somebody made like an ESPN sports card of them getting traded from Meta AI to like OpenAI.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was like that, and then they did like transferring. Yeah. Top engineer, blah 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 blah. It's insane. Crazy fact.
They're making money though, hundreds of millions per year.
Mm-hmm.
Not in 5 years, per year.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
You know what? They give you equity into the company too.
Yeah,
or stocks.
Yeah, it's crazy. A lot of money.
That's what happened with
Mario?
No. GeForce or NVIDIA.
NVIDIA. Yes, all those guys are too rich.
It was a funny thing is they before they really blew up in the right before COVID, I knew of them, which was crazy. And
you missed out.
I missed out of the opportunity. I was too bad I was broke.
Yes.
Still I am, but, you know. But, yeah, they actually gave, not equity, but shares of their company to their employees. So people could, like, say, hey, I want some of my contract. And they work it out in negotiations. Mm-hmm. And now those people all left their job.
Yeah, too rich. Or, like, they're still working, but not
they're still
much
working,
effort.
But not much effort. Like, but I know some people, a good amount, left because it was, how else is the story out?
Too wealthy.
They're too wealthy. They're too rich.
I have a question. Let's say you have OSAP, right?
Yeah.
Would you tell OSAP to defer it with 8% interest every year and come back when you're like 25? Or would you take it right now?
Like
for your grants
mm-hmm.
to make like 8%. So let's say your grant is like 1K for this semester.
Yeah.
And you defer 8% interest. So by 25, it'll be 8K. Would you take that?
Well, I don't think they would do that.
In a hypothetical,
obviously. Everyone would.
That's
free money. That's like an investment.
It is an investment.
You suffer for now and you feel the success later.
Exactly. Good things come to those who wait.
All these people who were very smart and deferred and took pieces of the company, took a piece of the pie. They all got nice, rich, and famous. Craziest one. What do you think?
Craziest one? It has to be the Beckham one. I mean...
I was going to say.
Literally became a billionaire off of that.
Yeah, bazillion dollars.
And people say it's a gamble, but $25 million, is that even a gamble?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for us it is, but...
I think, heck, if they give you a $255 million... I wouldn't even be mad because that you still got $225 million.
No, his base contract was $6 million, but because of his endorsement shares, he made upwards of $225 million.
For 5 years?
Yes.
So that clause now enabled him to get that much money.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. It was interesting because he went there with a low-ish salary, but it took a share of revenue at all these attendance things. Sorry, that would increase.
It would pull.
Yeah, smart play.
It's like Messi.
Viewership. And
Beckham seeing his plan being put into use team.
Yes.
He went later on to buy the Inter Miami team.
Yeah.
In store for you guys. Tune in next week where we talk about. That's for you guys to figure out.
Yeah. Hey, that's for you to figure out.
That's for you guys to figure out.